like it. Me love it, love it, love it. Oh no. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Boys Gone Wild. A kettle's gone missing.
A kettle is missing from our house.
Yes, so our kettle broke, which is never a good time for any kind of
house share. Well, because you got really worried about the lime scale.
I did.
Embarrassingly worried about the lime scale.
It was pretty...
He couldn't stop talking about the lime scale for a month. So just to appease him,
Our
friend was moving out and said, we've got a kettle.
Yeah.
Little did we know that she was shafting us.
Yeah.
That kettle lasted for a month before it broke.
Terrible.
This kettle's out of order.
She was getting rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, at one end you've got lime scale, the other end you've got doesn't work. I prefer lime scale.
Yes, that is true. It was very lime scale.
It was very lime scaley.
And then I ordered a new kettle. And this has happened a couple of times, but it's never been... We've always managed to save it in the end.
Yeah.
Which is, they say delivered.
Yeah.
And instead of delivered, no one's in, so they chuck it in the bin.
In the bin, yeah.
put it in the bin.
Yeah. It seems counterintuitive.
Which is fucking hilarious.
Arguably, things should go in the bin once they've come to the end of their life rather than the very start. But if I'd have known, because what makes it even sadder is I was in the living room and I watched the bin men empty the bin. Had I have known that we were having this issue, I would have been able to say, stop, our kettle's in there. It's not just our rubbish. But,
so funny about being a delivery man, taking a kettle, knocking the door, not in, bang, delivered.
Well, are you sure? Yeah, I guess it was definitely in the bin because it isn't behind it, right?
No, it's not behind
it. Then it was in the bin.
Or it was stolen. It was one or the other. But I've had things put in the bin before.
Yeah, me
too.
Someone's
taken a photo of it.
It's pathetic.
Which is like, I swear that thing should have come. I'm asking everyone, has this come? And then I check and there's a photo and it's in the bin.
Yeah, no, it's in the bin. I just left it in the bin out there,
I left it underneath all those banana peels.
And like the rubbish you throw on it, it's in the bin. You know, the thing that gets taken away once a week to a wasteland that you'll never be able to recover. It's in there. Yeah. It's in that bit. I don't know, it's a normal thing now, isn't it?
What, just chucking things in bins?
It's not just us. Yeah. I think many of our listeners will be agreeing with this story. I don't know what's going on, but with the kettle. So in the meantime, we've been heating up water on the hob.
Which I guess it really does connect to with your mini.
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
What
There's
do you
something
mean?
Rustic. And I guess this is my version of connecting with my... It's beans.
Making your own beans.
There's something about heating water over the stove. There's that little, you know, watching it boil is satisfying. The sounds of it boiling is satisfying. And I think it's taken me back to a simpler life.
Yeah.
I don't just press a button and bam, water's boiled.
Yes.
I press two and water's boiled. It is that, isn't it?
So do you think that's a part of the kind of indulgences of modern life is a kettle? Do you think that sort of...
I saying, should we do away with kettles? No.
Yeah, okay.
Am I saying it might help you in your mental health?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think there's something about... I really feel like, because I've been playing this cowboy game as well.
I see, yeah.
And like you in the cowboy game, you can actually... You can go and eat stew.
Yes.
You can like... You're part of this campsite and it's just like, you know, it's part of... I guess you do it for health, but it's not really important. But there's something... I like to go and get the stew and eat it. There's something, I feel like I'm eating the stew in the woodland or wherever they are in the Wild West, and there's...
It's got a wholesome quality.
There's a valor to it.
There's a hygge to it. You know, hygge, you know,
I've never heard of that word.
The Norwegian term hygge?
No.
Spelt H-Y-G-G-E. Hygge.
Is it what you've been banging on about?
No. Hygge.
No, I don't.
You know what hygge, you might talk about hygge.
Keep asking me, the answer's going to say the same. It's hygge.
Hygge. It's this Norwegian term which doesn't have a direct translation, but it sort of means sort of like... Like wholesome comfort. It's like It's like having a knitted jumper by a big roaring fire.
That's campfire, campfire guitar.
It's hygge.
Like a padded sleeping bag.
Well, actually, to be honest, it's probably more like a handsome Norwegian man in a white knitted jumper.
Or a hand job under a duvet.
I don't know if that's hygge. I don't know.
Is that not hygge?
I didn't think that's hygge.
If there's a crackling fire in the
It's more like turtleneck wool jumper. With a big crackling fire. That's hygge.
Right, okay.
I think hand job under the... I think it's meant to be like wholesome vibes. I just don't know if that's the most wholesome.
Well, the hand job's the most wholesome of the sexual acts.
It's true, but it's all filth in my book.
You shouldn't be doing it.
It's all deviant filth.
Bad. But yeah, no, I've enjoyed it. I made this coffee right here.
Yeah.
By simmering it on the pan. And there's a reflection period. The kettle boils it too quickly. Everything in this life is instant. Want. Yeah. Have. Yeah. Why don't you wait for your water to boil?
Yeah.
And then maybe the shit in your life will be better.
And what kind of thoughts have you been having
Everything. I'll be going on TikTok.
Yeah,
I'll be going on TikTok and seeing people be proposed to in a self checkout.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you spoken to Matt and Adam? Are they enjoying it? Or is
Adam's enjoying it? But you'd imagine that.
Yeah, you would.
Matt wouldn't care.
No,
I don't think he's noticed.
Yeah, I think that yeah, there's definitely something to it. But I do practicality wise, I'm not ready.
I'm not suggesting we maintain this.
Okay, yeah. And also, I think it takes away from the rusticness. I think it's taken away from being on like
an electric hob.
The chittest electric hob ever made.
It's
half
the worst.
Of it shattered.
Half of it sets on fire if you turn it on.
Yeah, our kitchen's a hellscape. I think having like a pot, it feels more like boiling a meth spoon than like.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that gives me.
Yeah, hoigigegigun, yeah. Yeah, no, one of our hobs sets on fire, which Matt didn't realise. Or Ali didn't realise. One of our friends who came over didn't realise, which is completely fair, because we used to have a little X on it.
Yeah.
Adam put a little X on there saying, you know, with the implication, don't use the hob.
Or it'll set on fire.
It doesn't say, or it will set on fire.
Yeah.
It's because there's a crack in it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that works, that it just sets on fire if there's a crack in it, but it's not good. It's the cheapest hob possible. Hashtag landlord problems. I'm hungover today.
Okay.
On accident.
Sure.
Because
And that's on God?
And that's on God.
Okay, good.
Well, it's coming. It's the closing days of the sabbatical that finishes tomorrow.
Can you put that there? Just because we've had some righteous complaints about
that's
the...
That's far away now, though.
Yeah, well, maybe move this closer. Someone did do a comment on like a far back episode saying, right, I'm going to stop listening to the podcast because...
Yeah.
The clang, it sounds like I'm listening and you guys are on a submarine.
It's fair.
And it is completely fair.
It's part of
but it seemed like they enjoyed the podcast, and this is like clearly
they tried to get through
it. They're going insane. Just and it's true, when you listen back, there's just these clang
boing cling. It is horrible to listen to, yeah. It put me off ever listening back to it.
Because I don't have to listen to it that much.
Yeah. Boing. It's so fair. And stop listening if it's a problem. But we're gonna put our cups on a new table. Yeah. The table's not new, but the elephant's gone.
We'll give him one of these.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. Well, that's your classic. I think mine is the drink put down and like the
clong.
Sip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's coming to the end of my sabbatical. So I thought I was doing nothing yesterday. I thought, no, let's not do nothing. I thought, oh, maybe I'll go to the driving range. Good idea. I thought
on your ones?
On my ones.
Yeah.
Well, no, and I thought, heck that, let's go and play a round. So went to find a golf course.
Yeah.
It was all good. I bought some beers. I didn't bring many beers, but I hadn't really eaten before. But so when I go and play golf with my boy pals, my boy dem, I'll bring a certain amount.
Yeah.
But then, so I kind of just brought the same amount and then drank that as I was going through the round. But I forgot that I was by myself and that I was playing like two times as quick. So by the time I got to the end, I couldn't see.
Wait.
On the 18th hole, I was like, I am stumbling.
So you're on your own?
I'm on my own. I am drunk as a fuckhead in the middle of Epping. Honestly, in the middle of fucking nowhere, like next to this golf course next to a motorway. 18th hole, I couldn't fucking see.
So you had a free day and you were thinking, what's the best way to say it? I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Go play golf, yeah.
And get absolutely fucked on
what
your own.
What the fuck was an accident?
Did you have headphones in? Were you listening?
Yeah, I paused it for a shot, but I did have my AirPods in.
Yeah. How long a session is that?
Well, how long did it take me to play golf?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
You're too pissed.
I had no idea when I finished.
That is insane. And how long did it take you to get there? So that's a whole day out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It took me 40 minutes to get there.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, and I started, I was playing really well. Then it was all
progressively drunk.
Once you're, because you're kind of in the flow and then you're just like, you've got a beer on the go. And then for the last four holes, I started playing awfully and I was like, what's, why? And then I just stopped and I looked around and I was like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Can't see.
Yeah.
But it was the end of the sabbatical, so I thought, you know, why not?
Yeah.
But that's, it's the most surprised I've been.
Have you played a round of golf on your own?
Before. It's great. Yeah. Very nice. That's what... Yeah.
That is Hygge.
Who the player again? Yeah, came back and got Domino's, ruined it. But that's part
Did
of the
you?
Fun.
Yeah. And because you could just... You can never truly know... You could never truly remember the effects of a domino. It just go when you want one...
To be honest, is for some reason I was fine last night.
Yeah,
I've actually had one not that long ago. The cheesy pie is coming back into my life.
Is it the pizza pie?
Not in a way that it was previously.
No.
But
It didn't have the stranglehold it used to have on you.
No. Well, they've dropped their prices a bit now.
Interesting, because they know that you...
They know I've gone.
They need to bring you back.
Yeah.
Demand has gone
the
down.
Roman Road store has really been hit by my lack of patronage. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's come back. On like a hangover day, it's actually, for some reason, it's not... maybe they've changed something, but the pie isn't swirling in the stomach like it used to.
Well, I've been away this weekend, so... So with a sabbatical, what are you? Are you having reflection on the sabbatical? How's your feelings?
Well, I've got two more. So there isn't actually this one. I was always just gonna take it chill.
This is the thinking man sabbatical.
This is the relaxing man. This is like the kind of retired dad.
This is the snood.
If I was like an accountant and then I got hit by a car, I got hit by a police car, and then the government had to pay me out so I could retire early. That's what it was.
That type of a sabbatical.
Hawaiian shirt, lie low, with a cup holder with a mimosa in it. That's kind of the sabbatical. And I have achieved it.
Yeah.
I have achieved it. Maybe I could have even relaxed more.
Would you ideally have another sabbatical or doing this? Would you want this to be extended, or are you ready to?
I think I'm ready to stop being a waste man a bit.
Yeah. So, but where are you in that process? Could you do another week of it?
I could, to be honest, it's hard. You get into routines, don't you, in life? Yeah. I could probably go on forever. Getting pissed at a golf course is kind of, by itself, is pretty fucking fun. I had a great day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's probably time.
Yeah.
No, I am ready to get some, do some shit.
Yeah.
Do anything. I mean, yeah, I wanted this to be a break because, you know, life's intense or whatever.
Life's
hard at me. I want to be drunk at a golf course. But yeah, so no, I am ready. Although there's obviously a bit of a dread. I'm not that excited to head back to work tomorrow.
No.
I've got like a meeting.
Is it tomorrow?
I've got a meeting at 9 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Sunday blues is hard enough, but when it's like
a month back. I'm kind of ready for a routine. And because I've stopped doing everything. Like there's one thing when you're kind of, I don't know, because when you take a break from your normal routine, your normal 9-to-5 routine, it's like, well, I'm just not going to do anything for some reason. It's like I've got out of that mindset of like, well, if I'm not doing one thing, I'm going to do nothing.
Well, you were disciplined like a monk and then you went on a sort of rumspringer.
Yeah, I went on rumspringer and now I'm like, fuck, it's going to be a shot to the system coming back. Oh, and we've got such a heavy weekend ahead of us as well. Yeah. So that's going to be that's the bleak Monday when it's like right back in the routine.
Yes.
This is all right. I've got nothing to do anymore.
Seven out of ten.
For a summary for
them. Yes. I went to the Emerald Isle on tour. Thank you very much for everyone who came out. I went to Belfast, Dublin and Cork. Which had to stay in some, you know, it was a pretty small tour, so I had to stay in some pretty horrendous hostels. And I mean, I have actually travelled Ireland with Mark Holmes and we stayed in hostels. But as friends, backpacking, and then we'd go on drinking tours with people in the hostel.
Yeah.
But I do think... Yeah, hostel on a work trip is kind of, there is a,
it's
sort of a new low.
It is. For a work trip, you want a trouser press.
Well, it's the business class. The reason that exists is because you're working.
You're not really there. You're not there for fun.
Or experience, you know.
So then there's no part that's pleasurable, really.
No, not at all. So the Dublin one, I stayed in a 6-man hostel. In Belfast, I stayed in six in my room. There was
right, okay.
Men.
I was going to say it's not the best. That just sounds like someone's house.
In Belfast, we had a B&B, which is a terrifying house. At the end of Shankill Road, which is where all the shit happened. Right?
Cool. Yeah.
I didn't know at the time. I didn't know it was that close to Shankill Road, but it was.
Yeah.
You literally turn into a very dodgy part of Belfast.
Good. Yeah.
And then it's a B&B, and you just don't meet anyone. And you just sort of, there's a key box, lock box.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
And you just sort of, you can hear people clattering about, but we're all,
it
felt a bit like a halfway house.
Yeah.
But then in Dublin, which was the real tough night, which was 6 men sleeping in the night. I came back after my gig at like midnight. And all the other 5 people are asleep, snoring.
Tough, yeah.
So then I'm getting changed with my phone torch.
Oh, God. It's like camping.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh,
it was just
God.
I was like, this is crazy. And also, it's lucky I arrived before I went out to my gig, and lucky I checked out the room first, because the bed's not made. You have to make your own bed.
What?
Yeah, and actually I made it before I came back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what, as in like there were just sheets folded there?
Yeah, so you just do it yourself.
Right.
I mean, a guy actually did come in after me, and he clearly hadn't made his bed before, so it was like 1 a.m. and he had the phone torch making the bed.
Probably drunk as well.
But it was quite a surreal night, because obviously everyone's snoring. It's just weird being in a room with lots of people. I'm not terrible at dealing with that sort of stuff, but I did have one really weird moment, which I'm still trying to piece together in my head. About 5-6 in the morning, you know, you wake up and you have those bizarre dreams where you're sort of going in and out, and it's kind of mixed with like an anxiety dream.
Morning dream.
Yeah, and it's kind of surreal and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I guess because slightly lucid at times.
Yeah, yeah. And I wasn't sleeping well anyway because there was five other people in the room.
Snoring, naked men.
And everyone's kind of getting up and sleep, and it's just, you're already in a very unsettled.
That early?
We're getting up to go to the loo and then, you know, so it's just, everything's a bit unsettled. And then for some reason, and I don't know, maybe I'm misremembering it. I was convinced that you were in the bed above or Paddy was in the bed
above.
Well,
you are misremembering that. Yeah, yeah, I don't think that's the...
No. That, or someone was in the bunk bed above me, like a friend that I was on this trip with.
Yeah.
And then I felt so compelled to get my charger, which is plugged in here. And I was like, he needs my charger. And then... I hold it, so it's a bunk bed. I'm on the bottom bunk.
Yeah.
I hold it up there and I just start shaking it like this. This is like 5 a.m.
Imagine the other guy.
The guy takes it, and as soon as it leaves my hand, I'm like, I snap out of it and I'm like, what the fuck did I just do? And it all comes flooding back to me. And I was like, who the fuck was that? Well, why did I give them my charger?
Well, to know if this has happened or not, did you have your charger?
No, I didn't have my charger. And then... an hour and a half, I went back to sleep.
Yeah.
An hour and a half later,
yeah,
as he's going down to the loo, he comes back with my charger and goes, thank you. And gives it to me. What happened?
So it definitely happened.
That happened. Fine. I just don't know if maybe he'd asked said, for my charger.
When you're asleep.
But also it's weird that, like, I thought he was asleep, so it feels weird that he can see my hand shaking his charger.
I mean...
how weird would that be? You're lying in bed and then his hand comes
surely
up.
Surely he would...
just shaking.
And then his reaction to go, I'll take that.
Well, I guess maybe you would. If a stranger's, like, shaking it at you...
I'd be like, I guess you take it just to appease them.
Yeah.
But then when he came back, you'd think he would have said, like, how did you know I needed a charger? Or I didn't need that. What happened? Or he just thought you were
It wasn't a chatty mood, to be honest. Neither of us, we were both all exhausted. No one wants to speak to each other.
But if I'm giving a guy a charger back that I didn't ask for, I think I'd say something.
What, it's 7 a.m, you've gone down and you're like to a stranger.
Who, if I didn't ask for a charger, I'm terrified of.
You're going to be like, what was all that all about?
Dangly freak of the night.
I would be like him. I'd go, thank you, so that we can end that interaction as quickly as possible.
Because you need to give him the charger back, but you don't really want to discuss what happened in the dead of night.
And I said, it's all right. But there's a chance that maybe he said, maybe you want a charger. I felt there was such an urge, but I was like, and maybe it was misdirected anxiety where I was being anxious about other things, and then I woke up and my friend needs my charger.
Well, the interesting thing about the story is that he said thank you afterwards, like, and that he took it, because the other option, the main option is that, you know, it was that the misplaced anxiety dream. The other option is he was going,
yeah, potentially, because he took it pretty much immediately.
And because if he didn't want to do it, he might have been like, hi mate, and you might have been half asleep. What? I'm really sorry, but can I borrow your charger? What?
Yeah, I think that could have.
Can I? And then you woke up thinking, why do I have this urge to give someone a charger?
It was such a powerful urge.
Yeah. So it probably.
He probably asked.
Who knows?
He probably did.
Well, if you're listening, man.
Yeah.
There's a chance.
And he was the one who snored, and he snored from the moment I was coming in. He was the loudest snorer.
I would feel, because I make weird sleep noises. Yeah. But it's, that should make me jump. Yeah, but it's worse. I think it was worse when I was smoking and worse when I've drunk, obviously. Yeah. So it's a lot better now that my nasal passages are clear. Yes. I don't go like... But I will scream.
Yes.
It's because I have terrifying dreams every night.
Do you?
Not terrifying, but I have mad dreams every night. Yeah. But there's something's going on. But...
It's not much here going in your dreams. It's quite...
There's none. There's none. I'm not it's like... dread. I hear about people like, you know, draping through a meadow or something. It's not. I'm being like... I'm on the Clifton Suspension Bridge. There's always a weird story going on with it. But yeah, no. I mean, people who fucking snore, is that not... I'd feel really self-conscious about going anywhere.
Well,
because I feel sometimes... I'd feel bad.
Yes, but I think... I do believe that most people who snore truly don't understand how bad
the snoring is.
They just never do.
Well, my dad does. He's a big old snorer.
And he knows.
But he knows because, well, how I don't like, how can't you? If you've got a wife that you're sleeping next to every
night.
Yeah,
I guess so. But I don't know if this man did have a wife.
That's
he
true.
He didn't have a charger.
Yeah, but my, I know I make weird sounds.
He didn't have a charger.
I make weird sounds and I know that because of, you know, girlfriends and friends. And some family too.
So if you needed to, would you not stay in a hostel?
Well, no, because I think it's not bad enough. Because I think every time, because girlfriends have said, it's occasional snoring. There's occasional screams every now and again.
Yeah.
And like that's, but it's mostly when I'm drunk and was smoking.
Yeah.
So I think it has got better. But I haven't checked in, so I don't know.
Well, you're basically saying if you're snoring so bad that it's clearly going to keep other people awake, then it's probably irresponsible to be in a shared room.
I agree. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm saying.
I guess so, but I guess if you have six, a male six-person dorm with strangers...
You're going to expect a snorer.
There is a sort of
that's
white
why it's
noise.
Cheap.
White noise. And to be honest, if it was one snore, I think that would annoy more because it was such a cacophony of snores.
Yeah, it's almost quite settling.
It was like a background noise.
Yeah,
it was like hearing like
gently being rocked to sleep by these horrible, smelly men.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just boiling hot the room.
It reminds me of Vietnam hostels. Yeah.
But once again, that's traveling. That's when you're part of the experience.
No, I know, yeah. That's when it's like, that's, you know, I'll put up with that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm seeing these amazing places. I'm having fun all day, pretty much. Like, I can deal with that.
Yeah, I did feel homeless as well, and I had my toothpaste taken away from me at security.
Well, that
no, because not at the hostel.
I just imagine at the hostel. I was like, "Where the
and
fuck is that?"
I thought I'd get
you
it
got any toothpaste? No, not in this hostel. Not in this. And then
he
just walked the snoring man.
I thought you were saying that he was asking if you wanted
toothpaste. Here's a charger. Thank you. Went in the fucking bathroom. Grated his
thank
teeth.
Thank you.
Well, it reminded me of your I don't remember what happened, but it reminded me. It reminded me. That's when I'm hungover. Yeah. I cannot get off my fucking phone. It's the only time I ever go on a TikTok hole is when I'm hungover.
Yeah, it's it's the serotonin.
Yeah,
thing.
But it makes me feel miserable.
Yeah, awful.
It's like I'll be. It's, my attention span is good with TV shows and reading and stuff. When I'm hungover,
it's gone.
I'm watching my favorite TV show. It doesn't matter. I get the urge to just fucking flick, and I could be on there for like hours.
Yeah,
and I'm never on there for hours other than when I'm.
But
hungover.
It feels like you're sort of chasing to see how sad can I get.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like, and then you're like,
you're pulling up a rope. How sad does it get?
And then it's never revealed. Well, it's kind of it's revealed when you eventually pull yourself away, and you're like, that's pretty sad. Pretty good job there, Drew. Well, no, also with
do you have like, you don't have any screen time thing on, do you?
No.
And what's your thoughts on screen time?
Weirdly, what are my thoughts?
I've never ever even been interested in doing that.
My old phone like just gave me my like weekly report, and I didn't. I thought, I'm not going to stop it because then I'd be using screen time.
What?
If I went into the center, what? It's a joke. What the fuck? No, I used to get. It was like unwanted mail.
Did you get like your emailed your screen reports?
It wasn't an email. But oddly enough, our old school
a letter would break down your screen report.
Well, I think you know some will, but I think mine's not turned on this phone.
No. Well, it's probably because it's on my settings.
Yeah. Well, because our old school posted something on Facebook for the headmaster. He does a weekly thought, by the way. Which
is still manly?
One of them. No, it's a different guy.
Really?
Yeah, he moved. Yeah. Or retired. this one, I was busy, so I didn't have time to listen to all of it. I literally just scrolled past it, and he was carrying this massive polystyrene thing. I had no idea what it was for, so I need to check that out. But the other one, he was talking about screen time because they'd just come back from, I don't know, Easter or something, and he was talking about screen time. And I went to look at it in the dead of night, so it just got me.
Yeah.
And yours has turned off, so I don't know. But my thoughts on screen time. It's probably worthwhile.
It's probably right. I don't know why I judge people when they say they.
Oh,
got...
if you talk about it. Then...
No, but it's more like I don't know what it is because it is the right thing to do, and I'm on my phone too much anyway. But it, not even bragging. It's more like the people who have like the black and white screen, the people who like
try and limit it as much.
Well, who have like a set timer where they can only use.
Lame.
It's like, it's I don't know why I think it's lame because it is the right thing to do.
Lame.
But why?
Because deal with it. Don't be such a pussy. If you're that addicted to it that you can't just like not look at it.
I guess so.
You need like things shouting at you and locks. Whatever it is,
and
an
I probably
addiction.
Use my phone more than the people who have to use those things. But I guess it always just makes.
But
me
they've
laugh.
Got a lower threshold of being sad than you do. But yeah,
exactly.
No, I agree. It's lame. But that's what happens when I'm hungover. It's the only time when I go and I'm on TikTok and I'm like, stop now. go back to your TV show. You've had enough. And it, you can't. You keep going.
Yeah.
I'd never had that other when I'm hungover. And that is the bleakest thing. And then it's literally like you blink and it's half an hour later. And you can't stop scrolling. That's the only time I felt genuinely addicted is when I'm hungover. I can't. I think
it really is something to do with like, it is about the huge dip in serotonin you have being hungover. And it's just trying to get that.
Yeah. But just it's like, oh, maybe this video will work.
Maybe
the next one will work. And it's not, because it's people proposing in Tesco self-checkouts.
Yeah, mine's got absolute brain rot as well.
And well, yeah.
It's just idiots talking about football or being on live streams.
It's, yeah, mine. Oh, I don't even know what mine is nowadays.
Yeah.
It's just sad and bleak. It's sad and bleak.
What, but like speaking, what was bleak?
I don't know. It's just like I'm finding humankind, like even the sweet things.
Are you going off humankind?
I'm going off humankind. Genuinely going off humankind. Like I've got a lot of doorbell videos.
Well, like Ring Cam.
Yeah, like Ring Cam. I don't know why they keep going.
I get quite a lot of police body cam footage of catching someone who's killed their mum.
Like, oh, that's good. Or like that's a good one.
Or chopped up their children.
They make
or
me
like,
feel bleak as what? Fuck.
Oh, someone do they?
Okay.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's an issue.
But welcome to the podcast. Hot takes galore. But yeah. For the person, I feel sympathy for the murderer.
Yeah,
I think the videos do the opposite.
Well, a bit like online, empaths.
We're empaths. A bit like online paedophile hunters. It makes me feel empathetic for the paedophile. And well, I shouldn't.
It's the sort of... And I wonder, do you think there's a sort of... There's like a British embarrassmentness to it?
No.
No, you don't think so? Because like, there's like a cringy of like... No, but I mean, it's more like feeling bad for that person. Yeah. I think that's kind of like... It feels like quite British anxiety.
Maybe.
Of like...
Oh, God.
Embarrassing.
About the socially awkward situation.
Of being caught, being a caught paedophile.
Oh, God, that's going to be awful.
I don't know why I don't think Italians would view it like that.
No, they're
true. Do you know what
true.
I mean? Like, I don't think they're thinking
well,
like...
Yeah, but they're all nonsense, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like, what is the problem? She was a dirty...
It's fine. Fucking Borat. I agree. I wonder, actually, if there's much of an online paedophile hunting culture outside of the UK and the US.
Yeah, that is interesting.
It kind of started with Chris Hansen, didn't it? With To Catch a Predator. That seems to be the goat of paedophile hunting. We can't do more paedophile.
Because no, I have a lot to say.
Yeah. My gripe this week.
Go on.
Are the lyrics to The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Go for it.
Now, this is my least favourite lyric in the world. In the history of lyrics.
Yeah.
And it's always annoyed me. So the whole thing by itself is bad, right? But this particular lyric, okay? Now tell me what it's saying other than nothing. And it's just the first idea. It's like he just needs to rhyme words together.
He's a wordsmith.
He is. Well,
that's his job.
I whistled for a cab. And when it came near, the license plate said fresh. And it had dice in the mirror. If anything... I could have said that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, Holmes to Bel Air. Now, if anything, I could have said that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. What does it mean? It means nothing. Yeah. It's just the attempt to rhyme anything.
Yeah.
Imagine the story though. Like, wow, look, that's a rare cab. Maybe I could call it rare. Forget it. To Bel Air. He's pondering whether to call a cab rare or not, and he thinks, nah, forget it. What are you talking about? What are you fucking talking about? It means nothing.
Yeah.
And then just adding to Bel Air, and there's more.
Rare Bel Air, I guess.
Well, they rhyme.
Yeah.
No one's questioning whether they rhyme. The words rhyme, they mean nothing.
Yeah.
Wait.
Motion carried.
Fresh Prince, let's just check, because that I keep hearing it. So that's been submitted.
And
that
why
gripe's
is
been
it? Yeah,
submitted.
That's been
good.
Submitted.
I'm glad. Because I don't think my last one I don't think my last one made it through. I don't know why. Oh no, it was bathroom smell, so it was partially.
It was partial.
I think it was submitted.
Yeah.
Okay, so that the start bit is fine. Let's just go and shoot some people out. That's fine. It's a bit of storytelling, yo.
Yeah.
I begged and pleaded that bitch on the sea kiss. I put that's all fine. First class, yo, this is bad drinking. That's fine. It might just be that lyric, in fairness. Let's just... Well, the plane landed, and when I came out, there was a dude who looked like a cop. Oh, no, it's all fine, okay? But that one doesn't work.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
It's just that lyric, so it's not all of that.
Motion carried. So we touched on this earlier about the screen time, but you're on my phone, which is kind of like... I still get emails for... things, even though you're now paying, because there's a big period where you were paying for stuff with my account, and now you're not paying for stuff for my account, but now I'm getting emails whenever you pay for things, because we got the same, I don't know how it works.
Well, PayPal.
It depends what app it is, but I just keep getting loads of... We have too much data on each other now. It's just too much.
It's just like, oh, enjoy the takeaway.
But then you said that you played some of my...
I did. Well, firstly, because I'm using Horatio's old phone because mine... I lost mine, actually, this time. But so, you know when you get photo memories that occur on your home screen? Mine are always just Horatio and his sibling and his dad on holidays, on different holidays. And there's like pictures of your dad and your girlfriend, some with just Tatiana. So then it's pretty, there's some just like just Tatiana, like a selfie, because I think it's like a shared thing. I've obviously turned that off, but they still exist there. And then, so I'm just terrified.
Wait, even when you turn it off, it's kind of jammed in the memories.
Yeah, they're just there. And it's like, and so every now and again, I'll get like a photo. Should we see what it is now? How'd you do it? Wait, that.
Do you scroll along from the home screen?
Yes.
Scroll along the other way?
Yeah. There's.
What's this one?
It's just you and your dad on holiday. It's you and your dad on holiday. It's always you and your dad on holiday, or you and your sister on holiday, or your sister and your dad on holiday, or the three of you on holiday. But there's also. That's fun. That just I imagine people seeing it and being like, "Why are you what?"
Yeah.
But the other one of just random selfies of your dad's kind of girlfriend.
Yeah.
And just I imagine just L has no idea what's going on.
No.
So just I've never really explained it. So just I'm just imagining at one point she'd be like, "Oh, who the fuck is that?"
Yeah. And they're very close in age.
Yeah. But the answer is that's Horatio's dad's girlfriend. Which sounds like the worst fucking lie possible. But because, as is well known, Horatio is a game player.
A phone game
player.
We're not really gamers. I'm not a gamer. I just play phone games.
You just play phone games.
Just fucking, I don't know if that's more or less lame.
More.
No. Because
More.
What? More, so you think it's more lame being on a train playing a phone game than having the headset in saying, right, battle team squad move out, you know? Turning down sex on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because I think probably well, I think, my, probably I think my
you're
biggest
You're
it.
Loading the question a bit there. Turning down sex of your girlfriend.
Yeah. In between playing my phone game, I'm procuring sex.
You are. You're saying, maybe bounce on the bed. Bounce on the bed. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Disgust myself.
I think one of my biggest... X for men, probably. Yeah, I think the gamer chair.
This is the gamer chair.
Guy. Well, it's more like, and you'll often have like normal. It'll be normal couples if they're having their private life on TikTok. Even if they seem like attractive, normal, cool.
One of them has a
game. One of them, it'll be like the guy will spend his evenings. Headset on while she has to find other shit to do, and I just find that.
No, I agree, and because we have a love hate relationship with games. Because I went after gamers once and got a bit shouted at.
Yeah, it's true.
And so now I've kind of flipped it.
Yeah,
but I played a bit recently. Hashtag sabbatical life.
Yeah.
But there is you. So I don't know because of the quality of these games is getting pretty nuts, and with the story and everything, there is something good to it, but. What I found is on TikTok,
if you got caught, it's just like, I love stories.
Yeah. Leave me alone. But it's, what I found is that you get these motivational things on TikTok now, where they're like, I used to go out and drink on a Friday night. Now, like, this is my, and they'll be like them with a gaming setup and how they're a lot healthier for it because they'll socialize without drinking because they do it with their friends online. Right.
That's interesting because I see that I used to drink, but I'm getting most of it. Well, obviously, as you know, I'm getting very deep into Islamic TikTok.
Yeah,
so I'm most of my my motivational stuff is about refinding Allah.
Yeah, a lot of your TikTok is about reclaiming the Holy Land. you're subtly changing to some quite radical opinions.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, there's this incredible podcast with this guy who does a pod with his wife. And this, if I ever did a podcast with Bibi, this is how I'd want to do it from now on. And so she's not allowed to talk. So
on the podcast?
But then he talks about men and women.
So right? Why is she there?
Well, she can contribute, but she contributes for her a small whiteboard.
You're joking.
No.
You're joking.
No. It's going like, no.
That's
fucking amazing. And then, so he'll be talking.
So you can only watch the podcast. You can't listen to it.
No, because he talks about it. He discusses what she's written.
Oh, he'll just read.
So he'll be talking, and then he'll be discussing men and women. And he'll be saying, I think the point that he was saying was about how he thinks that women should be blamed for more stuff, which I think already.
Whilst his wife sits there unable to speak, holding up a whiteboard.
And then she hands him a whiteboard with her answer, and it's her agreeing that women should be blamed for more stuff. And I'm like, that is how you do it.
That's how you do it.
That's how you get the pussy on lock.
Do you think the pussy's under too much? Yeah, there?
Should be seen, not heard.
That's fucking nuts. I do really want to see it.
Yeah, it's really good. I'll send it to you.
Send me
it's
that, yeah.
really fucking
is that,
good.
That, but that's like a consistent thing.
Well, it's. I think this is much, it's clearly an extreme end of it because people are sharing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I mean, that podcast, is that like, is that
this
their
the first
shtick?
I've seen. I mean,
have you seen him
this before? This happened once.
Right.
I think, and now it's already gone viral. So he it's might, clearly like a man. Yeah. Like,
he might have, he might have
it was her choice.
One.
It was her choice.
Yeah. What, to not speak?
Yeah, and that's what
did
all,
he say,
all the people defending it are like, she has a right to... And
of course she has a right to, but is it a healthy expression of a relationship or a society? I don't think so.
Only Allah can judge.
Yeah, well, as I say, you're getting slightly more to the radical Islamist side of viewing things, accidentally. But on so...
I'm slowly bit converted to radical Islam.
So radical Islam, yeah, I know.
But then you've got, maybe you should be gaming and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, whereas,
yeah, so
to
I
me,
guess,
that's haram, so... That's her own brother.
Yeah, fair play. God, we're gonna turn out a couple of fucking losers soon, aren't we? Just be gaming and I don't know what you're doing.
I've got a beard.
You got, yeah. Then, but so I'm on. Many people know the Horatio likes his mobile yeah. games. So there was Elle's flat. The Wi-Fi is non-existent. Yeah. Zero.
Wife got no Wi-Fi.
Wife got no Wi-Fi. and data ain't really present as well. We're talking no G.
Yeah, but this has been. I don't know how she's managed to.
I don't. I did.
Because this yeah. is.
You can't. No, she's trying.
This seems like
Wi-Fi.
A temporary.
She can't get Wi-Fi. It's, in fairness, I tried to get it. You can't get it there. It's like a black spot. A blank.
That seems like quite like a. How
a disaster? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every time we're trying to watch
isn't
it,
isn't everything Wi-Fi pretty much?
Isn't every that's an no, interesting
sorry,
question.
That's weird.
I don't know
sorry,
what to
that's
too, I, it's a tough like, one to answer.
That's just that's TV. That's, yep. that's everything.
It's a nightmare. Sometimes it's in a bad period and we can't like get through 10 minutes of TV without it buffering.
And what so then
the
you
time.
Go like Red Dead Redemption, you're like reading a book, making stew.
Yeah.
You're
whittling.
Wi-Fi start for 10 minutes and you're whittling.
yeah. Well no, it doesn't oh, you just put up with it, don't you? You just manfully put up with the buffering, but it's a there's
but
different.
She's a woman,
so she womanly so how would puts she, up yeah, with the buffering.
Okay, fine. I was just checking.
Yeah, this is fine. There's a. It's kind of. It's not the same, but is there?
You're not going to speak, right?
Obviously, she's got tape over her mouth.
Because I got some spare whiteboards, if you want.
I am actually in need of a couple. She is. She's wearing it down because she's talking far too much.
Yeah, she it's is. Like, it's like, don't make me take the pen away.
She now has to carve it into wood. No, a teacher. So, in this space yeah. of no internet, she was doing something, and we were waiting to start a film. And she was taking a while doing whatever she was, and I had not enough data to surf the net. So I thought, fuck it, I'm going to play some of Horatio's games.
Well, this is not normally I play them on the tube with no internet. So this is
a similar situation.
For, yeah.
You're fucking mental.
What do you mean?
These games.
What do you
I wanted to kill myself after 2 seconds. No, I went through. I'm going to read out some of those because you'll probably get a blast from the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
because I've tried out a lot of games, these aren't necessarily games that I've stuck with.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll tell you the ones that
so,
I do play.
Rat on a Skateboard and Rat on a Jet Ski.
Okay, Rat on a Skateboard. Oh, I just want to defend. Okay, yeah, sorry. Rat on a Jet Ski, not as good. Rat on a Skateboard.
That's the classic, isn't it?
Rat on a Snowboard, amazing. Rat on a Scooter was my gateway. So I couldn't go back to Rat on a Scooter. Rat on a Scooter was the first rat game I played, and I thought this is
what
great.
Was the first one? Rat on a Scooter,
and I played that when I was like 14. I was like, this is awesome. Now, because I've played Rat on a Snowboard
awesome.
And Rat on a Skateboard, I couldn't go back. Rat on a Jet Ski, I don't get it. It's not good.
I hate the rat.
What do you mean?
I hate his face.
What do you mean?
Like, when it comes up at the start, it's not a rat. It's like a mole thing.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Wait,
it's
so
got like a...
is that your main problem with the game?
That's just one. That's just one of the problems with the game. I don't. You're affronted with his face as soon as it comes up, and I was like, I didn't realize he looked like that. I used to play the rat games when I was younger.
Okay.
So I just at the start, you see him front on, and you're like, you're gross.
It's an ugly rat.
You're a horrible looking creature.
Yeah.
I don't want to help you get coins.
Yeah, I guess so.
So those are kind of some of the better ones, but like.
So did you enjoy?
I enjoyed none of these things.
which rat game did you enjoy the most?
I think, in a perverse way, Scooter, because I think it was harder, and it presented some sort of challenge because it was like these are just kind of fucking stupid. They're basically easy, and it's just all about tapping as much. A lot of it is tapping as much as you can on the screen in quick succession. There isn't much strategy behind it.
What you're probably playing is High Score, which I never play.
Well, I try and get
3 stars on them. That is tricky.
Yeah, fine. No, that's. I tried to find what you were doing so I could see if I could beat your high score, but I couldn't really. It was you played a lot of them.
Yeah.
Then I did Footy Golf for a bit.
Which let me see that one.
Just it's another pixelated one like that.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's awful. That sucks ass. Right.
I thought that was going to be good.
Sunday Lawn.
Okay, I have played that a lot. Okay, all right. I have enjoyed that, but if you don't enjoy
Explain Sunday Lawn to the people.
So the reason I went through a spate, I was thinking, they're all made by Donut Games. Donut Games. Okay.
All the
rat games, all of these. And to be honest, I was like, all right, I love this game developer. I love this company. They create offline games I can play. They seem to have got the right level of arcade.
Because it's kind of arcade.
Yeah, and it's got the right level I want. So I basically just searched in Donut Games and I bought loads of their games. I didn't buy a lot of them.
You got your own folder nearly on your phone. Donut Games. Fucking loser.
And then a lot of them are shit. And then Sunday Lawn, you know what? The rat games I'll defend to the hilt, but if you find Sunday Lawn boring, it's completely fair.
Please explain Sunday Lawn.
What you have to try and do is you have to try and mow a lawn and try and have as few times unbroken.
Yeah.
So you can't go in on yourself. So you want to have the longest.
You want to create. It's almost the quickest way to mow the lawn in a way.
Yes.
That's kind of what it is.
Exactly. Yeah. But then you'll have things.
You don't want to go over yourself too much.
Yeah. So it is just sort. Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like. Yeah.
It's a puzzly one. Now, look, I didn't even say. Like, Sunday Lawn, I saw.
Did you get
it.
To the point where the dogs are shitting? Have you seen that?
So I didn't get to any point in any of these games.
The antagonist is a
dog.
You'll have dogs running back and forth, and if they run into you, die. But they also...
Was the implication that you killed the dog?
No, you're trying to avoid the dog. You're just trying to...
But that might be because you might mow over the dog, is what I'd think.
No. You go... It's,
oh, and you die.
Yeah.
They missed a trick there. It could be like, you've killed the dog. You've lost the job.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think you just pause. They don't really think that far. It's not...
It's Donut Games.
But what the dogs do, it's more to stop you just waiting so long. Because you could probably just take your time. Is if you wait too long, the dogs start shitting on the lawn.
His eyes are lit up talking about these
and
games.
And so if you cross a shit, then you lose minus 10 points. So... You're kind of in a race against dog shit.
Yeah, against dog shit. Perfect. No, the lawn one I got a bit more, but not really. Again, Micro Battles 3 didn't understand at all.
Let me see.
I think that's a two-player game.
Yes, so that was more... What's interesting
it's like
about
scale,
that?
Is that one? That one was really bad, actually.
What's
hated
interesting
that one.
About Micro Battles 2, or I want to defend Micro Battles 2, it's maybe the only game I've found which you can play two-player on one phone.
Yeah, that's
so. So it's more like if me and BB are waiting for like 5 minutes for something, we'd whip one out. But the games are terrible. I mean, it can't be worse. But it is quite fun beating someone and
within five minutes. That one, was strange. There was one where I accidentally ended up playing cricket with a stranger online.
Oh yeah, cricket battle. That's great.
I didn't know how to fucking use it.
Was he from Pakistan?
Yeah. he was from Pakistan. Most of them were from Pakistan. They're all from Pakistan. Yeah, no, he genuinely was. But I had no idea how to.
What's amazing about cricket battle, so it's made by Miniclip. It's the same people who do golf battle, which is far superior.
Listen to him talk about
those.
These
the problem with those, they're online games, so they sort of defeat the point.
Exactly. Because I was, I thought, I like cricket games generally. And then it was kind of, there's something about, like, I don't like playing games online. I think gaming is a very personal thing.
Okay.
And I like, and then they just ruins it when you go and play against other people because they're like, oh, you're better than me.
Well, it's more, what's funny is, and you've hit a very good point, is when you play story mode or a solo thing, you can be in the fantasy that you're a brilliant
exactly.
hero.
Exactly. And then you go on and you're just like, oh.
I'm not a hero, I'm a loser.
And then I'm just back in the real world. Yeah. I go here to escape reality and be the best gunslinger in the West. And then you go online and you're
the shittest
all the time. Never like playing online. On FIFA, I never played online. No. I was like, I want to be a managerial genius. Yeah. I don't want to lose to these 15-year-olds who are far better than me at this game. But then I accidentally got on cricket and I had no idea how to do it. I'd stayed there for an over.
Yeah.
I was batting, but I just couldn't. Yeah. I couldn't work it, so I kept like just going, you know, leaving it kind of thing. But it really scared me because I wasn't prepared to be playing.
And there's a guy in Pakistan on the other end of that.
On the other end of it, creaming me. Absolutely creaming me, to be fair to
him. I'll tell you, it is great though. So it's only really cricketing nations play it. So you're playing English, Australian, Pakistan, India, sort of. what I do like about those games, same with Golf Battle, even though Golf Battle is more international. It's got a more international audience, all right?
Of course.
But it is quite fun. And because a lot of cricket battle is about trying to trick the opponent, like you can get a googly, you're trying to make them, you know.
Googly?
You're putting spin and they think you're going to do cricket, one thing really. And then at the last minute you do another. You know, it's cricket.
Cricket, yeah.
So I think bamboozling someone who's thousands of miles away is a real thrill.
That's fun. Yeah,
like,
no,
I always imagine whenever I beat, I just imagine like a 18-year-old in Pakistan being like, fuck, shit, he's got me. And I like that feeling that you can just from your phone, you can just
massive thumbs
off
up
someone in Pakistan.
From the UK. Fuck you. Yeah, true. And I think with, you know, most people who game on most people who game online game, don't they? There's not many. If you're a serious gamer, you online game because there's only so much story mode you can do.
Yeah.
And these people will be going, you know, it's the thrill. That's the thing about online gaming. It's the excitement. I think.
Well, the endorphin rush is the real challenge. You're actually
exactly when
you're living a fantasy, whereas they're living a reality
because they actually are the best gunslinger in the West. Which, you know, fair play to them. That was pretty much most of them. I finished it off with Doodle Jump, which is, you know, which is a classic.
I still occasionally have to play Doodle Jump.
That's a weird word to use. Why would that be?
Because I'm...
Just talk us for a moment where you have to play Google Jump, where it occurs to you that you have to play it.
So it'll normally... And do remember, you have to remember, I'm on the train a lot.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
Remember, I'm on for hours.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. So, and all the time. So
got
it'll
a lot
normally
books
be
up there, don't you? I have to play Doodle Jump.
Well, it's more like I prefer listening to podcasts at the moment, and then I have to do something.
And
I will start screaming if I don't have something to do with my hands. When I've done too much Polytopia, or I've just done like an
that was on there as well. I didn't click it.
You should look at Polytopia.
I was a bit worried to go. It actually scared me to open the app. I thought like my phone might start malfunctioning.
After I've done too much Polytopia, where basically, you know, one game of Polytopia can be 45 minutes. So when that's over, you maybe don't want to start one of those.
I don't think I understand what Polytopia is, but
you're playing like a turn-based strategy game, right?
A turn-based
strategy game.
With the computer.
So it's like Civilization 5. So it's a long period.
I knew it was like Civilization 5. But...
So after one of those, I might not want to have to play that again. So instead, I still need to do something. So I need something that's non-committal. And then Subway Surfer...
Subway. Is that the one that you flick across?
That's
the
one
train?
That all the satisfying videos. They're trying to sell you so much shit that it doesn't really work without Wi-Fi.
Right.
So to be honest, if you have anything that's kind of good, because I basically never enjoyed Doodle Jump, but it will keep me going.
There is a stress to Doodle Jump, isn't there? It's like
on the tube.
Yeah. On the tube, it's not playable. You don't play it on the tube.
And
do
I
you?
Normally, so I do two rounds, and I'm like this.
Yeah, as stupid.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't quite work.
No.
It was like back in the day of Jelly Car. Do you remember Jelly Car and Doodle Jump?
Well, if you guys know anything that fills that Doodle Jump shaped hole, Subway Surf, if you have any of those, please suggest them. It's something that's non-committal, short-term.
I haven't downloaded a game on my phone in 3 years.
Really?
I reckon.
Well, you don't need to. You got.
I don't need to. I've got this plethora of fucking nonsense. Because it's the same as what I was saying with being hungover and not being able to get off TikTok when you get in that mind lock.
Yeah.
Your mind, how do you feel after them? How do you feel after the rat on the skateboard, various things that you put them down when you're on the train and you put them down and I don't know how long do you spend on them?
Well, remember, I'm always listening to something. So I'm either listening to music or listen to a podcast.
Yeah, you've got your headphones on and listening to the sound effects, that's a whole different story.
So I've never listened to sound effects. Anyway, I'm not even close to listening to sound effects.
Yeah, because I'm not sure Donut Games...
To be honest, I don't... It is like... It's fish and chips. It's... They complement each other. I want them together. It's the combination.
Right.
So in many ways...
Which makes the meal satisfying.
It makes the podcast better and the game better, but I'm not... I kind of struggle to do either on their own.
Yeah, right? On their own is hard. On a train, I will listen to a podcast.
So I won't feel like shit after playing those games because the other option is I'm staring.
There are more options.
What's the other option while I'm listening to a podcast?
While I listen to a podcast.
Yeah. So because I'm not listening to brain rot podcasts, I think it's just like, could you do a crossword when you listen to a pod?
Not amazingly.
That's, you know...
Not amazingly, no. I don't think it would be successful.
Well, these thick arcade games, they just don't touch any of them. They don't touch the same parts of your brain because it really is just...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like caveman sort.
Yeah, it's proper pointless stimulation. Just so you can...
It's a fidget spinner.
It's occupying yourself so you can listen. What a mental fucker. I don't like it.
And that's why it's so embarrassing when people spot me on the tube.
Yeah.
My fucking snowboard.
Well, doodle jump, mate, with your phone up like that. That's the worst.
That's not good.
That's terrible. That's awful.
I've seen a lot more people watching TV.
I watch TV on transport. If I've ever got a journey, I will load up TV shows. Because my God, why the fuck wouldn't you? It's like there are times when I've loaded up a series of something and I've been like, this is what I'd be doing if I was at home.
Sitting down, watching telly.
What's fucking wrong with that?
With a little drink?
Yeah, with a little fucking drink. Traveling can be great. Especially planes. Download it on your laptop.
No, but I'm saying on your phone.
Doable. You forget. It's obviously not ideal, but you forget that it's on your phone.
But yeah.
How long's a tube journey, Max? No,
I'm
40
seeing
minutes?
A lot of people on the tube, and also I'm seeing a lot of commuters. So when you're
commuting's a different story.
When you're cramped in, I'll see a fella like watching TV,
and it's always like the Michael McIntyre joke. TV shows.
Remember the Michael McIntyre joke he did about everyone reading books on the tube?
Kind of.
And it's like, even if you're under someone's armpit, people will get books out.
Well, it's
the same now, but it's now with watching TV.
Yeah.
Watching television.
Yeah. Television on the television.
You've got your head in someone's armpit and you're watching, you know, Breaking Bad. Yeah.
They're always bad TV shows, though, I've noticed.
Yeah, sometimes they're like intense and like, you should probably want to watch this at home, you know?
Yeah, but they don't care that much about the TV show. They care about being entertained and taken out of this commute. That's the only thing.
That's true. I do look at them and I do think that.
I don't. A commute I can understand because you can have a commute like series that you're watching. And then that makes you moderately look forward to the journey.
But I guess because I'm on the train so much, I guess you kind of want to turn the train to being as close to sort of a teleportation pod as possible. Where you sort of sit on and then you kind of your eyes roll back and you sort of disappear.
A bit like Severance.
Just
with a train.
To be honest, that's a good idea. Yeah, traveling Severance would be quite nice.
Yeah, but think about the innie. That's worse than working.
At least
they're occupied. They've got this man just plays rat on a skateboard forever. Just traveling. That's the worst form of severance actually possible. What are the worst forms of severance? For people that don't know, severance...
Having a shit?
Well, that's kind of satisfying, isn't it, though?
Forever?
Still
think
kind
about
of,
it.
I know, hold on, pause.
Okay.
For people that severance is... best TV show of a long, long time anyway. Years and years. Yeah. But the concept is that it's this company that you can sever yourself, meaning that when you go into work... There's a different, like, there's a chip goes off in your brain. It's a hard one to explain for something. A chip goes off in your brain that means that you can't remember what happened at work. So you're the same body, but so if I was severed, I would go to step into work and then I would immediately step out of it and time would have passed and I wouldn't have remembered. But then that creates a dual kind of thing because there's an innie, as they call it, who only exists in work. His only life is work because that's when the chip is on and he never gets to go home.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of flip side that you don't think about it. So we're suggesting that if we were severed in the train, it would be lovely for us, But then our innie is just travelling for their entirety of their life.
Well, so yeah, so you have a severance for going to the loo or having a shit. And you seem to think that it wouldn't be that bad. Because
now,
it's
there's a satisfaction. Yeah. I would prefer to be pooing forever than I would be travelling forever.
Yeah.
100%. Because 100% is strong, but it's because there is a satisfaction to going to the toilet.
Now, and I actually think you're incredible. That was completely unnecessary to be. That was.
Do you know I've lost feeling in this finger?
Why?
The tip of this finger.
Why?
I don't, it's actually like it might go forever.
Well, you've been too many pinky promises.
Too many pinky promises. Yeah, I've been too honest with my pals recently. No, I was trying to like you know when you try and break something like a string, and I just pulled something really hard and it didn't break, and then I just
something else broke. Yeah.
My heart. No, yeah, so I think it's pretty much numb. It's been numb for basically a week. So I think my feeling might have gone there. Anyway.
You've been listening to Numb by Linkin Park.
Yeah.
I become... This is your pinky singing. I become so numb. I'm sorry. I do have said something that's actually fucking crazy.
Well, I'd rather be pooing all my life than traveling.
Yeah, I think that's really mad. Actually, if you really think about it logically, that's fucking crazy. You're shitting forever. Shitting forever. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but traveling forever, there's often no satisfaction to it. Traveling is like you only ever want to get
there. I feel the novelty might wear off shitting quite fast.
Of course, but the novelty's going to wear off anything.
Yeah, what about a week into shit?
Well, it's not a week because time isn't really. It's like you go to sleep and then you wake up and then you shit. That's all you really do.
Yeah, so
at least there's some pleasure in it. We're traveling.
I don't know.
We're traveling. There's no pleasure. My outie isn't going to give a fuck about me. Mm. So they're not going to bring like a newspaper or a book or a skateboard. I'm just going to have to sit there in a train forever. That sounds worse. Life would be shorter shitting because traveling long periods of time. They obviously need to travel a lot.
But you want a long period of time. You don't.
You want to fucking die.
No.
You want to dive away.
No, because as soon as that one period ends, the new one starts immediately. I don't want 4 minutes of being like, right, that's over.
Well, that's what you get about.
That's
no,
crazy.
But I don't want
I
hours
want two
of traveling.
Hours for me
for
as
you?
Opposed to like four
Wait,
minutes.
You want to look
also,
at a train?
Also, you think it's satisfying? Think about how much you have to wipe your ass. Just like...
With the percentage of your life.
In like a
it's probably about 10% of your life.
No, but for like a 24-hour period for you, how it feels for you, you're wiping your ass in a 24-hour period. That's such a huge amount of time.
Yeah, about 10% of your life, yeah.
You're endlessly...
But remember, time doesn't really work like that.
I think it does. I think that's how it implies
it's not,
it
doesn't
severance.
Feel like 24 hours.
No, it does, because it's severance. You go to work and then... It's like...
But for them, it basically is... Well, how long is it? It's like, I don't know, 12 hours?
Yeah, and severance, that's the same. They go and then... It really kind of feels continuous.
Yeah, so I know.
That
it will
absolutely
It will feel continuous.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And what was interesting is I do think... It is strange how whenever we've had so many conversations and the amount that they keep coming back to shit.
I know.
Right? But what I don't know if it made me feel better, but I was listening to a podcast on the Reformation about Luther.
Yeah.
Right? And when he was writing all of these explosive documents, calling out the Catholic Church, you know, he was obsessed with excrement. Right. So all of his, because he was like, it was kind of like social media before social media. Like all of his insults that he was throwing to everyone was that you're like the devil's shit. You know, you're gonna eat my shit. Like some crazy.
He was really,
and then also so Catholics. Were like the early Protestants. A lot of the other thinkers who came after him. There was a real obsession.
So
with
would you
filth
say they,
and shit and the devil? And I don't know what does that mean.
Are we just continuing Luther's work?
I don't know. I wonder if we're coming in a Protestant tradition.
I think we probably are.
I think this is maybe in a long line.
Accidentally. Very accidentally. And I think our podcast is comparable to the Reformation. The nailing of the tenets on the wall. I think it is.
Using
it's not just because it's an easy punchline, is it?
No.
It's because it's part of a Protestant tradition.
Yeah, I think so. And with that bombshell, we're going to go.
We've got a lot to discuss on the Patreon, so you should subscribe to it. We're going to do... There's a Rust update.
Yep.
And this is actually a good one. There's Hugh Edwards, which we need to do. And I saw Back to Black. We're going to do that review. So look at that. That's a lot of stuff.
Peace and farts.
Bye.